And now we'll go back to the news.
We mentioned earlier that coronavirus cases are dropping sharply in Norfolk. They've fallen by a third in a week, a drop which the county's Director of Public Health describes as very encouraging. However, various businesses and council representatives have warned the government not to take Norwich's COVID recovery for granted. Staff and students at 11 of Norfolk's 422 schools tested positive for COVID-19 in their first week back from lockdown, and as a result, some staff and students have had to isolate. Charities are working around the clock to ease the burden on carers who need vaccinations, and we'll give you contact numbers in case you know of any carers who should be coming forward to get the jab. Norwich Airport is anticipating the end of the lockdown with announcements of new flights.
Coronavirus cases in Norfolk have fallen by more than a third in a week, a drop which has been described as very encouraging by the county's Director of Public Health. The number of patients who have tested positive for COVID-19 being treated in Norfolk's hospitals has fallen by almost 100. And the number of outbreaks in care homes, businesses and schools has also fallen. Dr. Louise Smith, Norfolk's Director of Public Health, said, "The number of cases of COVID in Norfolk is steadily dropping and we're very encouraged by that. That's a drop of over 35% from last week. Numbers are dropping steadily across Norfolk and in all areas, and that's very encouraging because it starts to put us on to that roadmap of coming out of restrictions." There were 538 cases in Norfolk in the 7 days to February the 26th, 294 fewer compared to the previous week. As of March the 2nd, there were 108 patients in Norfolk's hospitals who had tested positive for COVID-19, 97 fewer than the week before. 10 remain in intensive care, 5 fewer than the previous week. But there have been 12 more deaths of patients who had coronavirus, taking the total who have died in hospitals with the virus to 1,548.
A think tank, the Chambers of Commerce and a council leader have all warned the government not to take Norwich's COVID recovery for granted. A study by the Centre for Cities, or CFC, an independent group aiming to improve the economies of the UK's largest cities, highlights the effect COVID has had on Norwich. They've warned that without government support for people and businesses, Norwich could be at risk of being levelled down, which would have a knock-on impact on surrounding towns and villages. CFC figures show 5.1% of eligible adults in Norwich are now claiming unemployment benefits, up 2.6% from last March, and 15.1% of workers are being supported by the furlough scheme. Issuing a warning to the Treasury, Centre for Cities Chief Executive Andrew Carter said, "Norwich has enjoyed several years of economic growth which has benefited people living in the city and the whole UK through its growing contribution to the Treasury. However, it would be a mistake to think that it's escaped the economic damage done by COVID-19 and Norwich will need support to bounce back." In the short term, the CFC urges the government to provide guidance to firms so they can make the most of financial support on offer, such as business support loans. While, longer term, support should focus on providing adults with better education opportunities, continuing to attract high-skilled, high-paying businesses into the city, and building more homes to increase affordability in the city. Chris Sargerson, Chief Executive of Norfolk Chambers of Commerce, agreed, saying Norwich's post-COVID recovery should not be taken for granted. He said, "There has been lots of great work to support short-term. Practical measures needed to help Norwich's businesses reopen have been great. Key to this has been the close collaboration of all stakeholders, including Norwich BID, the local authorities and a wide range of specific businesses. The future will require all businesses to do and think differently. Flexible working will become the norm, and the ability to access a wide range of support digitally is critical. Norwich has been a fast-growing economy for a reason. Our ability to be innovative and dynamic will sustain our future growth following a period of disruption. Norfolk businesses will, once again, be fundamental in driving economic growth and job creation. Norwich Council leader Alan Waters echoed calls for investment in skills, training, education and housing, but said we needed the right investment now to recover.
Staff and students from 11 out of Norfolk's 422 schools tested positive for COVID-19 in their first week back from lockdown, the County Council has revealed. A Norfolk County Council spokesperson said, using a mix of LFT and PCR tests, this has resulted in some staff and students having to isolate. Washing hands regularly, wearing a face covering, and keeping a safe distance continues to be practiced to help stop the spread of the virus in our schools. Head teachers of those schools said they were closely following public health guidance and were communicating with parents on steps taken to limit the spread. In a Saturday tweet, North Norfolk MP Duncan Baker praised Cromer Academy's handling of its four COVID cases as exemplary. The return to schools has been largely successful in Norfolk. Primary school attendance this week was between 96% and 97%, above average for a normal school day. Stuart Allen, head teacher of Milecroft Primary School in Norwich, said the introduction of twice-weekly lateral flow tests for staff had been reassuring. Everything around those lateral flow tests is fairly straightforward, said Mr. Allen. Staff do it twice a week and record all their results. At present, since we've been doing them, we haven't had a single case. In that respect, it gives not only members of staff, but others around them a bit of confidence about being in school. John Fisher, the county's cabinet member for children's services, said yesterday, "We're so glad the schools have been able to welcome children and young people back to the classroom this week. I'm sure all children and parents will be glad to be back in school with their friends and learning together once again. It's been a massive effort from everyone involved to get to this point."
Charities are working round the clock to ease the burden on unpaid carers whose turn it is to receive their coronavirus vaccines. Carers looking after people who are elderly or clinically vulnerable began receiving jabs last month as part of Group 6 on the priority list. But it is thought that in Norfolk and Waveney alone, there could be as many as 90,000 unknown individuals who do not claim carer's allowance or have their carer status registered with GPs. It means they cannot be contacted automatically during the latest stage of the rollout. Last week, the EDP teamed up with Norfolk County Council and Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group to launch Call to Carers, a bid to locate those under threat of missing out. Supporting the campaign are various charities, each dedicated to ensuring eligible caregivers are given the support they need. Among them is Caring Together, which is focusing on helping carers who might otherwise struggle to reach a vaccination site. That might mean organising transport or even providing a qualified professional to take over caring duties for a few hours. Andy Barber, the charity's engagement manager, said, "Being a carer is tough, and it's even tougher during a pandemic. The demands are so big that it can be challenging to get to an appointment or find someone to look after your loved one. We can sort transport, such as taxis, provide a qualified care worker who is able to help in whatever way, or address any other practical needs. Carers are always very grateful because it takes all the hassle out of it. The taxi will wait for them, for example, while they're getting their jab. We're conscious of how much these little things matter. It's one less thing on the list for them to think about." On Caring Together's part in Call to Carers campaign, Mr. Barber added, "We've had a steady stream of people getting in touch in the last week and we expect more and more over time. An important message to get across is that a lot of people don't see themselves as carers. They think they're just doing what any other person would do for a family member. It's really important people recognise that they're entitled to help, support and advice. In addition to carers themselves, Caring Together has already helped dozens of vulnerable patients get to appointments.
People looking to travel abroad this summer could be in for the news they've been waiting for after Norwich Airport announced its new timetable. A host of flights to a total of 18 destinations in 9 countries are scheduled to operate from Norwich this year. The airport's been closed to all but essential flights to Aberdeen for offshore workers because of COVID. But the airport has now divulged its plans to reopen with a new flight timetable in accordance with the government's gradual easing of restrictions. People will be still required to adhere to rules on travel in place for different countries, which may include taking a COVID test and quarantining. This year, up to 3 KLM flights daily to Amsterdam will be reinstated from May the 24th. This follows the scrapping of the service because of COVID last December. Other holiday flights start as early as May the 8th to Guernsey with Aurigny Airline and May the 9th to Jersey with Loganair. For those looking to escape to even sunnier shores, TUI is operating flights from Norwich Airport to Dalaman, Turkey from May the 17th, Palma, Majorca from May the 18th, Burgas, Bulgaria from May the 20th and Corfu from May the 21st. Other destinations in 2021 from Norwich include Edinburgh from September the 7th, Bergamo, Italy on September the 15th, Tenerife from September the 30th, and 2 flights to Lapland on December the 18th and the 21st. The Fly Norwich 2021-2022 timetable also includes flights to those destinations next year. However, additional routes will also operate from Norwich Airport to Menorca from May the 1st, 2022, Crete from May the 3rd, 2022, Rhodes from May the 4th, 2022, Paphos, Cyprus from May the 5th, 2022, and Ibiza from May the 7th, 2022. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, said we're delighted to be publishing the latest edition of Fly with a host of ideas and inspiration for discovering the world from Norwich Airport. Whether it's a fly cruise, short break, summer sun, winter escapes, or business links, our fantastic choice of direct flights heralds a welcome return to air travel, all with the ease and convenience of flying from your local airport. Flights will operate in accordance with government COVID rules and restrictions. Under the roadmap, domestic travel may be allowed from April the 12th and international trips from May the 17th, though the government has said this is subject to review.